from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. For the first time ever, environmental regulators in our state are moving to ban a pesticide entirely. It's a neurotoxin called chlorpyrifos, and KQED science reporter Molly Peterson has more.
Maybe you've never heard of it, but farmers definitely have. More than 1 million pounds of it are applied every year on crops like almonds, grapes, cotton, and walnuts. But Natural Resources Defense Council senior scientist Miriam Ratkin-Elman says,
the science on the harms from this pesticide it's staggering.
Pregnant mothers near farms and fields where it's used risk brain damage and autism for their children. California Secretary for Environmental Protection Jared Blumenfeld says growing research shows big health impacts at small doses, so just limiting the pesticide isn't enough.
It kind of checks all the boxes. There'll definitely be the manufacturer, potentially, and users that push back, but I think the science is on our side.
In recent years, chlorpyrifos and its manufacturer, Dow DuPont, have found support in the federal government. The EPA has reversed Obama-era work toward a national ban. California is the biggest state to move toward a ban, but Earth Justice lawyer Greg Laurie says getting there won't be easy.
It's one thing to start a process, though, and it's usually a much more difficult thing to finish the process.
Still, state regulators say they expect to cancel chlorpyrifos in 2 years. For the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson.
In the revision to his budget coming today, Governor Gavin Newsom is looking for almost $6 million to research alternatives to chlorpyrifos. Let's go to San Luis Obispo now, where the faculty at Cal Poly voted this week to get rid of a Chick-fil-A fast food outlet that's been on campus for 25 years. This follows the recent news that the restaurant's charity arm donated millions of dollars to anti-LGBTQ organizations across the country. And yet, as Tyler Pratt of KCBX reports, it looks like Chick-fil-A may get to stay on campus after all.
Tom Gutierrez is a Cal Poly physics professor who brought the matter to the Academic Senate, the governing body for faculty.
For me, this is more about an identification of a direct conflict with our advertised values that are publicly displayed on many websites.
Cal Poly has recently devoted resources to promoting diversity and inclusion at the school, following several incidents, including a frat party where a student wore blackface, and it was posted on social media.
I think the thing that's been driving the strategic ideas of the administration on inclusivity and diversity is really driven by the conspicuous lack of diversity on campus.
Chick-fil-A came under fire in 2012 when the company's CEO made public remarks opposing same-sex marriage. A university spokesperson says Cal Poly has never received a complaint of discrimination at the restaurant on campus. And he says the university doesn't agree with the Chick-fil-A CEO's past statements, but that ending its relationship with the company would be, quote, its own form of intolerance. Here's Professor Gutierrez again.
If your value statements and your mission statements are not informing business decisions, then I don't understand what the purpose of the value and mission statements are.
The Academic Senate voted overwhelmingly to sever ties with Chick-fil-A, but it's a symbolic vote. Gutierrez says he doesn't expect Cal Poly's administration to take any action on the matter. He has encouraged student activists to press the issue. The Chick-fil-A on campus was one of the company's most profitable last year. There are 113 Chick-fil-A's across the state. For the California Report, I'm Tyler Pratt in San Luis Obispo.
In the aftermath of November's devastating campfire in and around Paradise, data from the state shows the population of nearby Chico has ballooned by 20%. There isn't nearly enough housing for everyone. State and local politicians both call it a crisis, but so far they're far apart on how to solve it. KQED's Sonia Hudson reports.
Patricia Light is standing next to what used to be the low-income housing complex where she lived in Paradise.
It looks like broken glass and rusty metal and everything ashes. The trees are charred all around it. It's just destruction.
Right now, Light is living in a spare bedroom at a friend's house in Chico, and she wants to find her own place.
I've tried and tried, and it's really hard to find. Some places I looked at didn't feel safe or clean or a place where I'd like to live.
Light is hardly alone. People across Chico are living in trailers, on couches, or in spare bedrooms. Mayor Randall Stone knows this.
Our housing problem is really tremendous. How we get housing units online quickly and efficiently is the greatest challenge.
That's going to involve incentivizing developers to build more units, especially small ones, like one or two bedrooms, Stone says. He has a lot of ideas on how to do that, lowering permit fees for smaller units, encouraging more affordable housing, and helping people build in-law units. Since the fire, the city council has reduced fees for in-law units and minimized sidewalk requirements for them. But other than that, no ordinances have been introduced at the city council to boost housing production. Mayor Stone says they're working hard on getting legislation ready, but it takes a lot of time.
I'm a part-time mayor. I have a full-time job. I have two very young children and a wife. So to write that ends up being nights, weekends, and we've had four council meetings right in a row.
State Assemblyman James Gallagher has proposed a bill that applies not only to Chico, but also Oroville and surrounding cities. It would expand exemptions from the California Environmental Quality Act, which requires an environmental impact study before construction.
In order to do a full CEQA review, you're looking at least 18 months. Certainly, those of us in Butte County and people that are desperately looking for housing, 18 months is just too long.
The Chico City Council recently voted to oppose Gallagher's bill because it takes away some local control. Mayor Stone again.
I don't want some Sacramento bureaucrat making land use decisions for our residents in Chico. They don't have any idea the charm of our community. They don't have any idea what our downtown's like. But probably many of them have never been here.
Gallagher says if the city council formally asks him to remove Chico from the bill, he'll honor the request. For the California Report, I'm Sonia Hudson in Chico.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering wealth management and online financial tools to help customers manage their money with transparency and control. More information at personalcapital.com. Energy Upgrade California, urging Californians to keep it golden through simple acts like adjusting the thermostat a few degrees. EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
And that is the California Report for this Thursday, May 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Make sure to check out our podcast. You can find it by visiting calreport.org. I'm Lily Jamali. Have a great day.